Good evening, everybody. Thank you so much for coming and joining us tonight at Thursday Night Live, our second straight installment, Baruch Hashem, and we'll continue to get into a great routine. I must thank, from the bottom of my heart, Yaakov Warman and his chashuva wife, Penina, for sponsoring tonight's Thursday Night Live. In honor of Penina's father, Hesh Granik, and his wife, Mimi, for allowing them to live in their house, he should sponsor the next Chabura for you staying in his house. But for allowing you to stay in a house, as your house is built in West Hempstead, I actually called the contractor and the architect this week to foobar it so that Yaakov and Penina are here longer.
You don't need to call them. We're slow enough.
We thank you. It's been inspiring to see how Yaakov has been here for a few months now, and beforehand would come visit and really became an integral part of the community. You join the community, you become part of the community. So whether that's being involved in the YFM, having the Kiddush here, and the Shalom Zachar, and the Bris, Vayin Aliyahs, Simchas Torah, and now sponsoring TNL, we really greatly appreciate it. And even after you move, we look forward to having you come back for Yom Tovim and Shabbosim. Our last year, we spoke about Ashrei, and for the first time I decided to split up into two parts. There might be a third. Stay tuned. We'll see what we get through this evening. And last week we spoke about, more fundamentally, Ashrei, the importance of Ashrei, and how the Gemara writes that Kol Omer Tehillah L'David, either Shalosh Pamim or one time, B'chol Yom Muvtach Lo Shehu Ben Olam Haba, is guaranteed to be a Ben Olam Haba. And we spoke at, I think, three or four Pshatim, the Pnei Yeshua, the Maram Shik, the Tzlach, to what exactly is the greatness, what brings about Olam Haba. Tonight, I would like to talk about three components. Number one, which is a question I believe Avi raised last year, which is that Ashrei isn't really the beginning of that parak of Tehillim. It's Tehillim Kuf Mem Hei. It begins with Tehillah David, Arumimcha Hashem, and then B'chol Yom, that's the Aleph Bey. So why do we start with Ashrei Yoshev Yisachal, Yudu L'Chasela? And Ashrei Am Shekan Chalo, Ashrei Am Shem Lokav. Start with, the Gemara even says, Kol Omer Tehillah David. It doesn't say Kol Omer Ashrei. So why do we start with Ashrei? This is a question raised last time, which we didn't address. The end of the capital is, no, it's not. Tehillah Hashem Yidar Pi. You're a Tehillim Zugger.
We had on.
Tehillah Hashem Yidar Pi. Varkos Hashem Kotcha Lelamed. Vanachnu is not part of Tehillah David. We for some reason say that. So I would like to discuss why we start with the Pasuk of Ashrei, why we end with Vanachnu. I want to discuss the significance of the Aleph Beis. If you remember, the Gemara in Brachos, which we saw last week, asks what's so special about Ashrei, and the Gemara says maybe it's because it has the Aleph Beis order, and the Gemara says say Kapitel Kuf Yud Tes, which has eight times Aleph Beis. So the Gemara says it has Posech Hesedecha. So the Gemara says say Halagado, which has No Sein Lechem L'chol Basar, which is even greater. And the Gemara says this has both. So there's some significance to Aleph Beis. Why? What is that significance? Why is that so important? Some Kapitel Achat Tehillim go in Aleph Beis order. Most don't. A lot of davening. A lot, right? And some aslichos. And there's some davenings that have Aleph Beis in order, Aleph Beis backwards. But what's really the significance of Aleph Beis, specifically about Ashrei? That's the second component tonight. And the third component tonight is I want to go through a few of the psukim of Ashrei with a beautiful meaning and what the succession, the progression in Ashrei is all about. Again, it's another warning. Our Ashreis will be even longer than they've been the last 2 weeks. Baruch Hashem. We'll talk to the Shul Gabbai. Start Mincha early, extend Pesukei Zimra. We'll make a deal. Rabbi speaks 2 minutes shorter if we could have 2 minutes longer for Ashrei.
It's done.
2 minutes. That's not what you're supposed to say. 2 minutes per Ashrei. That's the problem. It's two Ashreis. So let's go. If you take a look at the first source, the first page, there's a Gemara in Brachos, a well-known Gemara in Brachos. The Gemara says that the Chassidim HaRishonim would come to shul an hour before davening. They daven an hour, and they wait an hour after davening. The Gemara ends up asking, if they took 9 hours in the day for davening, you have to sleep a little bit. How they learn? How they do any work? So, what's the source that the Chassidim Arishonim would wait before davening? So the Gemara in source number one says Minahani Mili, the beginning of the first line. From where do we know? Where did they see that from? It seems extreme. Amar Bishum and Levi, Amar Kra, Ashrei Yoshvei Veisacha, praiseworthy are those who sit in the house of Hashem. Then, Od, Yahalu Chasela. So before you're going to praise Hashem, sit in the house of Hashem. It doesn't say in the pasuk an hour, but come before davening and take time before davening. Ashrei Yoshvei Veisacha, and then Od, Yahalu Chasela. So writes the Tosos HaRosh on the Gemara and Brachos, which we saw last week. And others say this as well. Tehillah L'David, source 2, Zeu Tchilas HaMizmor. That's the beginning of the capital of Tehillim. The Ashrei Yoshev Esecha, the Pasuk of Ashrei, Kavu B'Tchilaso, they established it in the beginning of Tehillah L'David, Mishum Dimine Nafkalon L'Kamon, Tzarech Adam Sheyishe Hasha Achas Kodim Shispal. Since that's the source to wait before davening, now when it says wait before davening, it doesn't mean davening. That means before Shemona Esrei. Wait, take time to contemplate, to reflect, to introspect, to prepare before davening. That source of that is Ashrei. So before you're going to start your Pesukin Zimra, Ashrei is really the start of Pesukin Zimra. Baruch Shamar is the bracha of Pesukin Zimra. Ashrei is the key of Pesukin Zimra. We're doing that for our time of contemplation and preparation. So start with the Pasuk of Ashrei, which is the reason we're saying all these things before davening. Very practical Pshat, says the Tosfos Rosh. Comes along the Marshal in a Teshuva, and he says, if that's true, then you only really need to do that when? By Mincha. Mincha, there's nothing else before Shemona Esrei. So the reason you're saying Ashrei is to prepare you to buy some time. So start with the Pasuk of Ashrei before Tehillah Dov. But says the Marshal, Kishani, source 3, Magia La Ashrei, Middaleg ani beis psukim shel Ashrei. I skip the first two psukim of Ashrei. Umaschil tehillah l'David, says the Marshal. Fascinating. I start tehillah l'David. Yeah. Ki lo niskan hai pasuk ela kedesha yishesha achas kodem tefila. They only establish this pasuk so you can wait before davening. Valkein eineni noeg l'omro ela beis hamincha kodem tefila. Let's be careful. I'm going to try to use tehillah l'David instead of Ashrei, so we don't get confused. Of course, he said Tehillah L'David three times a day. That's the Gemara. But the Pasuk of Ashrei, he only did by Mincha, because that's the preparation. But Shachar, you don't need that, because you have other parts of Pesukim Zimra. You have Berachos HaShachar. You have other things you're saying. You have Shema. You have your preparation, so I don't need to say the Pasuk of Ashrei. Obviously, we don't do that. He says the same thing. Let's say the second Tehillah L'David in Shacharis, before La Matzeach, there's absolutely no reason, says the Maharshal, to say Tehillah L'David, to say Ashrei. That's not preparing you for it. Okay, we say Tehillah L'David three times a day, but the Pasuk of Ashrei, to introduce the preparatory stage, says the Maharshal, I don't need that at Shacharis number one, and I don't need that Shacharis number two, only at Mincha. Now, we obviously don't do that, but I thought that was very interesting. What about the pasuk of Ashrei Alam Shekachalo, Ashrei Alam Shehashem Elokav? Why do we do that? Where does that come from?
It is the last pasuk of the parak before.
So it's a time. That's you know your Tehillim. It is the last pasuk of Kuf Mem Dalad. I think it's Kuf Mem Dalad Yutes or Tes Vav. I forget. But so what? He's saying, because it says Ashrei, so we pick every pasuk of Ashrei. Ashrei, Ashrei, Gzer Shava, Tesvav, Tesvav. Why do we say Ashrei, Am Shekach, Hello?
Are there any other Ashrei?
In all of Tehillim? I don't know off the top of my head, but I believe so.
I don't know.
There definitely are. So what's Pshat? So Levush, very interesting. And this, also, you'll think twice tomorrow morning, hopefully. In the second line of Levush, the second to last word, the Omrim Gam Pasuk Ashrei Am Shekachalo, Ashrei Am Shehashem Elokav. Klomar Shenostin Lo Shevach V'Toda. We give praise and thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shezachinu Lekach Shinahalo Tamid. How lucky are we that we get to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu? We view it often as a burden. I have to go knock off mincha. We are so lucky. We have the chance to praise Hashem. Ashrei Am Shekachalo, Ashrei Am Shehashem Elokav. How lucky we are to have a Kadosh Baruch Hu. So before we're going to say Tehillah David, which is that ultimate praise, the Aleph Beis praise, which we'll get to, we say the Pasuk of Ashrei Am to profess, to proclaim how lucky we are to be able to be doing this. And the Yisod V'Shorash HaAvodah, we're going to quote this a lot. He has pages on Ashrei, unbelievable. He writes in the second line, Upasuk Ashrei, the Psukim of Ashrei, Shloshtan, all three of them. He doesn't mean three psukim. He means the psukim with the three ashrays. Ashrei Yishrei Visacha, Ashrei Am Shekachalo, Ashrei Am Shehashem Elokav. Yomar Ha'adam Bekavana Atzuma Ubesimcha Gedola Belibo. Those psukim we should say with tremendous joy. Kishomer Ashrei Yishrei Visacha. Look at this. This is unbelievable. Yismach Belibo Simcha Atzuma. We should have a deep, profound joy. Al Shezicha Oso Yisbarach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu blessed us. Allowed us, Leos mina omdin bebeis hamelech malchus sholom. If you think about it, we get to be in the house of Hashem. The shul is a mikdash ma'at. A person is lucky enough to go to the White House. Some of these sports players win the championships, they decline because they don't like the policies, at least they did over the last 4 years. You have a chance to walk into the White House, lahavdil, 10 billion times. You have a chance to go into the palace and unbelievable. We have an ability to thank Kosh Baruch Hu. You allowed us to enter into your palace. Thank you. Levarich Bishmo. That's the first Ashrei. Ubapasik Ashrei Am Shekachalo. Ubiyichud Ashrei Am Hashem Lokav. And specifically the last part of that pasuk. Yikane Sa'adam Simcha Tsuma Belibo. A deep, profound love in our hearts. Al Elakuso Yisbarach Shmo Visale. That we have a Kosh Baruch Hu. V'yitein hoda atzuma belibo, and to give a deep thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, al shezicha osolios b'chelke HaKadosh me'am kedosh ha'yishol. It's a thank you Hashem for allowing me to be part of this people. We don't do that enough. Often, the thanks we have, that we offer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is a thank you for giving us life. Chaim Chesed, Shechonot Tanu, Achilas Mazon, we thank Kadosh Baruch Hu, Eretz Yisrael. Here, it's a very simple but profound thank you for putting us part of your people.
So why don't we start with this, with Birchas HaShachar? All right, I mean, you do Moda Ani, we go through all the brachos, and this is saying thank you for allowing us to be in front of you. I mean, this should...
So that goes very well with the fact that initially, Psuk in Azimra was Baruch Shemar, Ashrei Yishtavach. The next question in turn is, so why? Where did all the hodus come from? This is Pesukim in Zimra. You need to have the reason we're doing this is because of Ashrei Yishrei Yisachal Yilul Chasela. So say that pasuk. So that should be, where did the hodus come from? And we spoke about Mizmor Sod already. Maybe the next two shurim will be the hodus and Yichvod. We'll have a whole sitter one day. With this year, Mirtz Hashem. So that's Ashram. I saw an amazing remez. Mayor, give me a minute. You're going to love this. You're going to dance. In the Siddur of the Shla, on the next page in source 6, he says, line 5, Omnam, Chachne HaKabbalah Omru, Sheyesh Lo Omro, we should say, Ashrei Am Shekachalo, Ashrei Am Shehashem Elokav, Shemizmor Zeh, Miyusad ala Parnasa. The whole Mizmor of Ashrei is about Parnasa. We spoke about that last week. Who the Parnasa comes from? HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Poseach HaSedecha. It's Bitachon. It's the Amuna. It's about Parnasa. Parnasa comes to us. B'zechus who? Where do we get the mun from? Zechus Moshe Rabbeinu. The first bracha of benching, which is the bracha of Hazanes Olam Kulo Betuvo, is B'zechus. Those who learned Afiyomi Brachos, the seventh parak. Moshe Rabbeinu, guess what? The gematria of Moshe is 345. No, Shekacha, Shin 300, Chavcha 40, Hey 5. Same gematria as Moshe. The Ashrei is about Parnasa. Parnasa comes b'zichus Moshe. Moshe was the man. Moshe was the bracha. Vazanas one called Asher Am Shekacha Lo Shekacha. Moshe Rabbeinu, a hint, a remez, the fact that this whole thing is a tefillah for Parnasa. Another reason, says the Shla, why we say the pasuk of Asher Am Shekacha Lo Asher Am Shashem Lo Ka, which is unbelievable. We don't often get to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for just making me a Jew. I'm Jewish. I have the chance to talk to you, to daven. Unbelievable. That's Asher Yosher Yisacha, and that's Asher Yom Shekachalo. Why do we end with Vanachnu Nevarech Ka? Me'atav Yad Olam Haleluka. Asher ends with Tehillas Hashem Yidar Pi. Where does that come from? What do we think?
Transition to
Halukas. So, excellent. Tosas Rush, that same Tosas Rush in Sur 7. Excellent. Russell Gam Nachman Nevarech Ka. Bisofo at the end. Lismuch Haluka Haluka. The first words after Tehillah David is Haluka. So we want to connect the Halukas. Says the Kolbo, one of the Rishonim, in Source 9. He says three kashas on this. Number one, David Melton said, though. So we're saying what David Melton said. So why are we adding in the pasuk? Number two, the Gemara says that any pasuk that was any parsha that was precious to David started with Ashrei and ended with Ashrei. So too, this starts with Tehillah, Tehillah David, and ends with Tehillas Hashem. So you're breaking the Ashrei Ashrei Tehillah Tehillah connection by adding in the Halukas. And also, he says it's not appropriate to add a Haluka because there's 10 Halukas, right? Each one of the 5 Halukas begin with Haluka and ends with Haluka. Says the Kabbalah, the 10 Halukas connect to the 10 phrases of praise that David HaMelech uses in Tehillim. Nitzuach, Nigun, Vashir, Vichule, etc. And he says if you're going to add on to another Haluka, so now you have 11 Halukas and not 10. You want to stick with 10. Kabbalah's 3 questions. He doesn't like the fact that we end with this Pasuk. So there's another reason. By the way, and Russell, if your reason is right, then we should only end with that pasuk, Ashrei of Shachris. The first Ashrei of Shachris. Because the Lama, unless you're going to tell me Lo Plug, once it becomes part of Ashrei, there are those who say that. But that's the difficulty. It's not a kasha on the Kolbo. It's, if that's true, then we should only say, end with that pasuk during the first Tehillah David. So there's another reason of the Eshkol, which I thought was very nice. The Eshkol is a Rishon. And the Levush has the same thing. He writes, Ashrei brings us Olam Haba, right? Kol Omer Tilo David B'chol Yom, Muftach Lo Shu Ben Olam Haba. So think about that pasuk. Va'anachnu Nevarech Ka, we will bless Hashem Me'ata from now, Va'ad Olam, what's Ad Olam? The next world, forever, Olam Haba. So since this is what's going to get us Olam Haba, say the pasuk of Anachnu Nevar. It's a plea, a hope that what we're doing is going to bring us Olam Haba. So we end with Anachnu Nevar Ka Me'ata V'Ad Olam. That's the Eshkol, the Rishon Levush says this, and he says that's why it makes sense that we should end with Anachnu after each of the 3 Tehillah David. If it's all about the Haleluka connection, it should only be the first Tehillah David, unless you're going to argue there's a low plug, which Levush discusses that, once it became part of the first Ashrei, so just keep that with all 3 Ashreis, but it is a little bit difficult. That tells us Ashrei Yosher Yisacha, that tells us Ashrei Amshkachalo, and that tells us Va'anachnu Nevarech Ka. Then, we have our Aleph Beis order. Arumimcha, B'chol Yom, Gadol Hashem, etc. Every letter except for the Nun, which we're not going to get to tonight. If we have a part 3, it'll be about why there's no Nun. What's the significance of being in Aleph Beis order? Why is that? Okay. And don't say it's not such a big deal, because the Gemara says that may be the reason why we get Olam Haba. What's so significant? I don't know. It's clever. It's for sure clever. Imagine a person gives an upper speech and every sentence he starts with a letter of the A, B. I'm not comparing the two. That's clever. It's It's certainly more challenging. It's harder to put that together. But what's that? Is that really so significant?
Well, maybe it's because we're thanking Hashem for everything, so we're thanking Hashem from Aleph to Tav. We're thanking you from everything.
Oh, very good. So the second reason we'll see that, and we'll the Mabit embellishes on that point. Excellent, excellent. Mayor.
Yeah. So after Tilol, the very next pasuk, Zarnum Chal Kama Rachav Shulchal Olam Moed. Then that same Olam, we see it as about Shizol Anachem Rachav Yatav Yad Olam Halukah.
Okay.
The Olam at the beginning, going at the end, is that maybe Olam Zed Olam Haba? Is there some Olam connection here?
It could be. I'm thinking off the top of my head. We say a lot Olam. Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam. Baruch Hashem Olam. I mean, there's a lot of Baruch Shem Kvam Achlusol Olam. There's a lot of. There probably is a connection. I didn't say anything on that, but there's definitely what to say on that. Definitely. So the Mabit, who's a Risho and has a sefer called Beis Elokim, and in Shaar Tefillah he has two explanations. And one is at first glance rather simple. He says, "Harishon hu lahoros." This is in source 12, page 5. Harishon, the first reason is lahoros, to teach us. Excuse me. Amaylas hashavach vahilul haniskarbo. It speaks of the greatness, the great quality, the maila, the attribute that's of praise that's mentioned in this kapitel. Asher mitzad zeh yichuyav haadam lahasmid amiraso. We're obligated to constantly say it. Velishkod al dal sosa of yom yom, and to constantly come back to it, and therefore kedei shei shagur umurgal befiv, so that it is on our mouths, on our lips, shelo yishkach, so you don't forget, alo yishmat pasuk minus, you don't skip a pasuk lamal also. For that reason, sidur oso baalpes. It's as simple at first glance as a mnemonic method. Don't forget, and the Sefer Otzar Tfilos points out, they didn't have Sidurim. So you had to daven, you had to daven by heart. Not so easy. That could be one of the reasons they sing it in a lot of schools. Not so easy. I mean, say the third Hallelujah by heart right now. $5, anyone who can do it. No, I'm kidding. I'd have to offer more. Do it backwards. No. Do the third Hallelujah by heart. Not so easy. We say it. Yeah. So we only say it once a day. Actually, we say it three times a day. But yeah, say Vurachum by heart. Asher is important. So it's much easier to remember when there's a mnemonic, when it's Aleph Beis. Even if we're not consciously thinking that when we're saying Ashrei, it's easier to remember. Now, it's not just that it's easier to remember. The way that the Sefer Otzar Tfilos says it, the fact that they put it in order so that you can remember, that's a simin, that's a sign, or a proof to how important it is. They needed us to, and we'll talk about some of the psukim, they needed us. They wanted us to remember the Ashrei, to speak about it three times a day, the Olam Haba, the Emuna, the Bitachon we spoke about last week, the life lessons we spoke about last week. So in order for you to make sure you remember that, they put it in Aleph Beis. Not that it's for the Aleph Beis sake. The Aleph Beis is a simin, is a sign of proof of its importance, because they need everyone to remember it. And he says that's why some of the kinos of Yirmiyahu are in Aleph Beis. And if they go through things that are in Aleph Beis, now, some of the stuff on Yom Kippur doesn't seem like that really fits in, but that which is so important, that is so critical for us to do and to know and to get down, we do it in Aleph Beis order as a mnemonic. That's the first reason of the Mabit. Yeah, Mayor. Yeah, so the Gemara discusses that. Why is there no Nun? Ma'palasan shal Rishon. If we do a part three, then we're going to discuss the Nun. Now, I put in the announcements this past week that the next shiur is on Thursday, 2 weeks from tonight, which is Thursday, November. Craig is going to know the date.
11th.
I will be at Asher Purpose's wedding, so we're not going to have a shiur. It's funny, I never put in announcements the date for the next shiur. But I decided this time, for the first time in 5 years, I'm going to put the date in. And of course, I got on the path on Shabbos. Like, you're not giving a shiur that night. You responded, you're coming to the wedding. I'll be at the wedding. So I'll have the shiur the week after that. which is Thursday the 18th, right? Plus 7. Thursday the 18th, which is the Thursday before Thanksgiving, is also a week and a half before Hanukkah. So we'll probably have something Hanukkah related that night. Anyways, that's the first shot. The second shot.
Another interesting thing. Yeah. So I have an important offer is we pull the whole book in English. It actually should be Tehillah. But all right.
Okay.
The point is everything else, show me where it says Tehillah anywhere else. Everything else is Mizmor, this thing, Lam Nasser. I think it's the only parrot that starts Tehillah.
I don't. I'll take your word for it.
I think I could be wrong. But
fascinating.
That's another proof of
so what's the difference in
how important
what's the difference in Mizmor and the Tehillah?
I don't know. I'm just saying. But you know, how come none of the others are called Tehillah?
So it's a great question.
I don't know.
It's a great point. I don't know. I never thought about it. It's fascinating. What's the difference in Mizmor and Tehillah?
Well, Mizmor may have something to do with it.
It's a song.
Song and instruments okay. And stuff like that. But all these things, well, I'm not saying. This thing, something else. But the point is, the whole book is you know.
The whole book is after this one capitul.
It's
fascinating. I know. I never thought about it. I never learned it. Very interesting. Ezra Shem will look into it.
The Sfarim said the Rambam refers to Tehillim as Tillim.
Yeah.
There's no hay. Is there any
Nachmanim? I don't know.
Say that again.
The Rambam doesn't say it's not Tehillim. It's Tillim.
Tillim. A lot of the Sfarim say like that.
Most.
Okay, let's get to reason number two, which is what Michi was saying. Hasiba Shein is the top of source six. Ki Heyos Sidram Ba'alaf Beis, that which it established it in the Alaf Beis order, Humora Al Heyoso Kolel B'Shevach Zeh Klal Shvachim V'ilulim Asher Ein Maspikos Rova Osios Luchlo Osam. You can have all the letters. There's not enough room for all the praise of Hashem. We're going to go Aleph and Beis as if like we're rattling off like number one, number two, or A, B, C. You do that when there's like going to be an end, right? I'm going to tell you three reasons why you should do something. One, two, three. A, B, C. Here, we're going in order. There's more. There's D. But let's be real. Aleph, Beis, Gimel, Dalet. Hey, it's building up. We have so much praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There aren't even enough letters. We go through all. Michi, it's more than just Aleph through Tav. It's like a list of the praises which goes Ein Sof to no end. Asher Yischabru Kol Osios B'Shvach Mizmor Zeh. Harvey, Mizmor Zeh. Interesting. Yeah, all the letters that you could have are this praise included. V'zigam Sheyia Siduran B'Sidr Osios Aleph Beis Gimel Dalet. Ki sidurin hu kach aleph beis gimel dal kafim mashem etzanu b'sefer tehillim mishlei kinos echos sidurin. Yeah, the whole thing. There's an order also to the praise. He says, when there's aleph beis gimel dal, there's a seder which we'll get to in a little bit. Each part of Ashrei is there for a reason. It's to build up on the phrase beforehand. It's not just random phrases. There's a seder. There's an order. That's also a significance of an aleph beis. We could go on and on and on. There's not enough letters in the Aleph Beis to be Masader, all of our praises of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Second reason in the Mabit, Arishon, to the Aleph Beis. I'm going to skip the next part. We'll see, maybe we'll come back to it at the end. I want to go through some of the key phrases of Asher, which I think will enhance our davening. So if you take a look at the bottom of page 7, we'll go through maybe 6 or 7 of the Psukim and share an insight or a Kavana. Ashrei ha'am shekach alo, Ashrei ha'am shehashem elokav. I saw an amazing, amazing insight of the Tzlach. It's the Nodi Bihuda. And it's similar to something we said during Mizmor Lasoda. The Nodi Bihuda.
Do you need a sitter?
Oh, do I need a sitter?
It's like, I'll get one behind you.
I start lifting weights to pick up this one. So Ashrei Am Shekachalo, Ashrei Am Shehashem Elokav. What does that mean? Ashrei Am Shekachalo, that we understand. And we spoke about the remez of Kacha Moshe. Ashrei Ha'am, praiseworthy is a nation, Shehashem Elokav. That God is their God. That's a funny phrase. That God is the Lord, okay? If you could tell me the difference in God and Lord, then I'll sponsor the next TNL. So the Tzlach says beautiful. We know that the name Hashem represents Midas HaChesed, Midas HaRachamim. Hashem, Shem Hashem, Yud Kei, Vav Kei, Hashem is Rachamim. Elokim is Din. So says the Tzlach, Ashrei Am Shehashem Elokav. Praiseworthy is the nation when they recognize that the Rachamim and the Din are really one and the same. We think there's Rachamim, and sometimes things happen to us, and the Kadosh Baruch Hu deals with us and does to us what we think is Din. Praiseworthy is a nation when we realize that the Din is really the Rachamim. And when we realize that Din is all part of a Kadosh Baruch Hu's Rachamim, then we can mahapik, flip that which looks like Din into that which is Rachamim. The Tzlach writes in that kapitel, Shekodim Tehilo David, Messiahim, Ashrei Am Shehashem Elokav. Hinei Hashem Humidas HaRachamim. Ve'elokav Humidas HaDin. Ve'amar Ashrei Mi Shehashem Hu Elokav. Shemidas HaDin Sholeit Bo. When Midas HaDin is on us, and we feel that so often, that Kadosh Baruch Hu, enough Din, when we realize who Etzem HaRachamim, that really is part of Kadosh Baruch Hu's Rachamim, for whatever reason, we don't understand, but whatever He does is for our Rachamim. Mahapich Midas HaDin LaRachamim, we can flip and turn the Din to Rachamim. Ashrei Ha'am, praise of the nation, who realizes that Hashem Elokav, that Din and Rachamim are one and the same. Unbelievable. When we say that possible, we can think about that which appears to us as Din in our life, and recognize, hope, that we can get to the point that we realize that it's really the Chesed. Where do we have a similar idea? No, remember, it's the Mizmor Lasoda. De'u, ki, Hashem, who? Elokim. So I don't remember who we said this from. I think for the Sefer Otsar Tfilos, the same thing. De'u, ki, Hashem, the Rachamim, who Elokim is a Din, it's really one and the same. Not just that it comes from the same source, it really is for the same purpose, for our benefit, both the Din and the Rachamim. Yeah, beautiful, beautiful pshat. The next couple, I really just copied the Sod V'Shorash Avoda, who goes through pasuk by pasuk what the Kavanah should be. He says, we say, Arumimcha Elokai HaMelech, I will elevate, extol the name, the God, our King, V'Avarcha Shimcha L'Yolam V'Ed, and bless His name forever. B'chol yom avarchaka, every day I'll bless you, Hashem. V'halal Hashem chalilam v'ed, and praise Your name forever and ever. And says these sorter short of avoda, Elu, the third line, morim, these psukim teach us, shemekabel ha'adam al atzmo, shiromim, v'yivarech, v'yahalel, shmo ha'gadol yisparach, b'chol yimei chiyuso. We're supposed to be mekabel on ourselves that we're going to bless and praise and elevate Hashem's name our whole life. Lachain says the Yisod V'Shorash Avoda, Yizahar Adam Me'od B'Kabbalah Zu Al Atzmo. Be very careful. B'Simcha Atzuma. He writes that phrase on every pasuk in Ashrei. Ad Me'od B'Beis Psukim Elu Shelo Yiyeh Chas V'Shalom Dover Shkarim. Imagine a person says three times a day, B'Kadosh Baruch Hu, B'Chol Yom Avarchaka. I'm going to bless Your name every day. Really? You said Baruch Hashem today? You said thank you, Hashem? V'ahalal Hashem chal yolam v'ed. And praise Your name. We do that every day? Says the Yisod V'Shorash Avoda. While we say those psukim, and when we're confident ourselves to do that, we got to make sure we're living up to that. Are we adequately, sufficiently praising, blessing, thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu? B'chol yom avarchaka. We can't lie. Think about that. As we say, those two psukim says the Yisod V'Shorash Avoda. He moves along. On top of page 8, Gadol Hashem U'Molam Ma'od. We should pause and think, how great is Hashem? Again, this is true for all of Judaism, which is what we've been doing for 5 years in TNL, showing that it's not just words or actions or mitzvos or isurim. They're there to cultivate something in us. If we can pause every day for a few seconds and just think, Gadol Hashem U'Molam Ma'od. We don't think about it enough. The world, our bodies, everything that's happening around us, to us, to the world. Gadol Hashem U'Molam Ma'od. Ein cheker v'sof v'taklis. There's no end to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's greatness. Gadol Hashem U'Molam Ma'od. And on and on and on. The next one's amazing. Hadar Kvod Odecha. V'divrei Niflosecha Asicha. I'm going to speak about Your wondrous acts. V'zuzner Asecha Yomeru. People should talk about Your might. Ugadul Ascha Asa Prena. I will recount Your greatness. says the Yisov Shorash Avoda, Yikabel al Atzmo Sheyasiach V'Yisaper B'Tmidus B'Chvodo V'Niflo Osav Hatsumim. We're mekabel ourselves that we're going to talk about it all the time. Something amazing happens. We see some wonders active at Kodesh Baruch Hu, a miracle, something great happens to us in our lives. At Kodesh Baruch Hu, we're talking. We have to talk about it. That's what we're saying. We're saying we're going to talk about it. So says the Yisod Shorash Avoda, think about it as we're saying these words. And on and on and on. I want to highlight two more. Tov Hashem Lakol. This is a big chizuk for the bitachon. Tov Hashem Lakol. God is good to everyone. Yeah? We don't know people that it seems like God's not good to. Sometimes we feel like God ain't so good to us. V'rachamav al kol ma'asav. Think about all the people we know who are sick, who are struggling with so many struggles. That's rachmanus. So says the Yisov HaShorash V'Avod. I always, until now, when I said that pasuk, I was mechazek my bitachon. I think about things that are difficult. No, I believe Tov Hashem l'kol. Kol ma'adav rachmanav al tav avid. Says the Yisov HaShorash V'Avod differently. And I was shocked when I saw this because I thought Pesuk V'Zimra was only praise. He says, Roi sheyispalel ha'adam belibo tfila atzuma. We should daven during that pasuk. Sheyirachim Hashem yisala al klal am kadosh. We should daven to Hashem. We should have rachmanis on His nation. That He should turn our hearts to Hashem. And look at the third line. Gam roi sheyispalel ha'adam belibo b'im yesh ezecholi b'silk beso rachmano l'tzlan. If there's an illness in our house, oh, Ashar Chol Yisrael, other sick individuals, Yispalo Bezeb B'machshavto, prayed in our heart and our minds, Shirachim Alav, the Yishlach Rafu Alos Chola, in the middle of Ashrei. This is a huge chiddush to me, because Ashrei, it's all praise. Pesukim and Zimra is not time to ask for requests. Says the Yisov HaShor HaShavoda, we're saying, Hashem, you're good to everyone, be good to this person, heal them. If he doesn't heal them, it's still good. Kol ma'adav rachman al tav avid, but it's a time to dive into Hashem. The last pasuk I'll focus on is a Rashi in the Gemara in Brachos. I'm sorry I'm going through this quickly. If you go back to the part that we skipped, we're not going to go through all the sources, but the Gemara in the beginning of the fifth parak of Brachos, this is page 6, source 14. This is a Gemara that says that ein omdim l'espala, we shouldn't start to daven, lo mitoch atzlus, we shouldn't be sad when we daven. Lo mitoch atzlus, laziness, schok, joking around. Lo mitoch sicha, we shouldn't schmooze and go right to daven. Lo mitoch kalus rosh, lightheadedness. Lo mitoch dvar betalim, from nothingness. Lo mitoch simcha shel mitzvah. We do simcha shel mitzvah, and then we daven. What's simcha shel mitzvah? What's simcha shel mitzvah? What does it mean? So Tosa says it means to learn. Osteik and Divrei Torah. So you know what you do? You say the Pasuk of Ashrei. Ashrei is Divrei Torah. Why do you need to learn before you do Pesuk and Zimra? Soloveitchik has a fascinating piece. You can take a look at it later in Source 17. We're not going to have time. But Rashi learns not that way. What does that mean? In order to daven, you have to engage in Simcha Shel Mitzvah. What does that mean? You dance? What does that mean? What does that mean practically? How do you do Simcha Shel Mitzvah? It's 10:08, Marv's 10:10. It's 6:20, Shachris. What do you do for Simcha Shel Mitzvah? What do you do? Tosfos says, you learn, I hear. You need to learn. Rashi writes in Source 15, Kigon Divrei Tanchumim Shel Torah. Speak about the words of comfort in the Torah. Kigon, Samach Legulas Mitzrayim. Speak about the pesukim of Gulas Mitzrayim. Kodesh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim. Doesn't that put us in a good mood? Oh, Samach L'Tehilo David. Speak about Tehilo David. Shu Shal Shavach V'Tamchumim. Ukegon, for example. What Simcha Shel Mitzvah? Ritzon Yireyav Yaseh. Shomer Hashem is Kol Havav. Those two pesukim. When we say Ritzon Yireyav Yaseh, Hashem does the will of those who fear Him. Ritzon Yireyav Yaseh. Shomer Hashem is Kol Ohavav. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is our Shomer, is our protector for those who love HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Those are the psukim that are Simcha Shel Mitzvah. Because how can we not be full of Simcha when we talk about Shomer Hashem is Kol Ohavav? And that's the Simcha Shel Mitzvah which allows us to daven. Which is one of the reasons Ashrei is put before Shmon Esrei at Mincha, and at Shachar. Okay, why not Amar? We spoke about that last week. Tefillas Arvus Rishus maybe, but it's Psukim. They're not just for Divrei Torah. It's to get us into a frame of mind, a state of Simcha, so that we can go and approach HaKadosh Baruch Hu through a state of Simcha, Ritzon Yirei of Yasa, and Shomer Hashem's Kol Avav. As we say those Psukim, how could we not be filled with Simcha? Tehillah David, Ashrei, Gimel Pamim B'chol Yom, Muftach Lo, Shehu Ben Olam Haba. We spoke last week about why that can bring a person Olam Haba. We spoke this week about why we start with the Pasuk of Ashrei. Either it's because that's the source of waiting, sha'achas before davening. We wait sha'achas before davening, so therefore we say the pasuk of Ashrei. The Marshal says if that's true, then only say Ashrei in Shachris. Sorry, only say Ashrei at Mincha. We don't need it at Shachris and Marv. Ashrei Am Shekachalo, it's the praise, the thank of Kadosh Baruch Hu. We're part of your people. We could be in your house at Kadosh Baruch Hu, in the Beis HaMelech, praising at Kadosh Baruch Hu. Yisod v'shor shavora, have that simcha that we're in the Beis HaMelech. And the remez, v'ashrem shekacha, shekacha, 345, Moshe, 345, tefillon, parnasa, Moshe Rabbeinu is the man, and the bracha of Hazan, v'anachnu nevarech ka, two reasons, Russell Adler and the Rishonim, that's to connect the halukas, kasha, that should only be true for Shachris, but not the second one in Shachris, not by Mincha, so we have the Levush and the Eshkol, Muftach lo shu ben Olam Haba. So v'anachnu nevarech ka, me'atav yad olam, we should be zochet to Olam Haba. Two reasons for the Aleph Beis, it's the mnemonic, not for the mnemonic sake, but mnemonic so that we remember it because it's so critically important. Or, Ein, there's Ein Sof, we could go through every letter of the Aleph Beis, it's not just 1, 2, 3, it's the whole Aleph Beis, such full of praises of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what Michi was saying. The praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu has no end to it. And then some of these psukim of Ashrei, Ashrei Ha'am Shashem Elokav, the din that we all have in our life. We should feel that it's Rachmim and Mahapich, the din to Rachmim. And so many of these psukim, as we say them, to take those Kabbalahs on ourselves so that they come to life. And hopefully through that we will all indeed be Zocha to be a Ben Olam Haba, in the sense of Olam Haba, and in the sense that we said last week, which Harvey Alice was a big fan of, Olam Haba, life in Olam Haza, and we will dive into Marib in 1 minute. Okay, I'm sorry, you don't have to sit or stay, but the Atshuva, I saw this quoted, of Reb Chaim Berlin, the son of the Netziv. I'm sorry, you gotta hear this. The son of the Netziv writes, I always say this, he says. I give rebuke to Minhag HaOlam that they have more Kavanah in Tehillah David. We saw last week the Rishonim say, the Rabbeinu Yonah, it's quoted in Shulchan Aruch, if you don't have Kavanah in Tehillah David, in Pesach HaSidecha, you have to go back and say it again. He says, it's silly. It's silly people who like awaken themselves to have crazy Kavanah in Pesach HaSidecha. He says, it doesn't make sense because Poseach HaSidecha must be L'chol Chai Ratzon is one of the only psukim in all of Ashrei that doesn't have Hashem Hashem. So it can't be that the one pasuk that doesn't have Shem Hashem is going to require more kavana than the psukim that has Shem Hashem. Chanun v'rachum kadol Hashem v'amod. Chanun v'rachum Hashem. Tov Hashem l'kol. Yiduch Hashem l'kol Moseach. Asonik Hashem l'kol Moflim. Tzadik Hashem l'kol Merkav. Karv Hashem l'kol Merkav. They all have Hashem's name. So he says, no. What the Shulchan Aruch means is that even Poseach HaSidecha, which doesn't have Hashem's name, even that pasuk, you have to go back for Kavanah. But of course, all of the psukim that have Shem Hashem, of course, you have to. It's a big chiddush. No, says that. But the point is that he's highlighting, and I think you see that with some of the psukim we saw tonight, and the Simcha Atzuma, the Kavanah Gedola, that the Yisod B'Shar Shavuot was talking about, that could be all the other psukim have as much, and maybe even more Kavanah needed than I feel like we should say Ashrei Amar tonight with that introduction, but obviously we won't.